Before we go to questions, I just want to quickly just make a mention of the crowd. Unbelievable. The walk from the Blackwell over to the Skull Session. The Skull Session was standing room only, and then the walk over to the stadium, and then to see everybody in the stadium, 105,000 for this night game was unbelievable. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that we played well in this game because of that. So I just want to thank Buckeye Nation for showing out in a big way.
All right, we're going to open it up with questions. We'll go over here to the left. Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, CJ, was that as good as you've seen from him? And how good is he at reading defenses? I think you've said that may be what he's the best at. But
yeah, he has very good vision. But I thought CJ had a good week of practice. I thought his attitude was excellent. I thought his work ethic was excellent. I thought the time he put in on his own was excellent. You know, we had a tough week of practice. We did. You know, we were physical on Tuesday, physical on Wednesday. We got a ton of reps. We just felt like we needed to do that. And he embraced that. That's a lot. You know, it's, you know, as the quarterback, you take a lot on. But his attitude was excellent. His energy was excellent today. And he played really well. I think he fed off having Jackson and Julian back in the lineup too, which was great. But I thought overall the combination of the run game and the pass game early on allowed us to get some momentum.
More than just a couple NFL throws into windows, and
he's very, very talented. You know, and you saw, you know, I would say a wide variety of throws tonight, like you're saying. You know, you saw some in the red zone and a couple on third down, and that's where you make your money as a quarterback, is in the red zone and on third down. We talked a lot about staying on schedule and making sure we didn't have any three and outs in this game. That was important. Certainly the penalties were something that were lingering coming off of last week. So a lot of things. We still got a long way to go. But I thought the offensive line played physical, and they practiced that way this week. So it doesn't surprise me they played that way. But I thought we did a good job up front. You know, next week we got a conference opponent, so everything's going to be even harder. So you know, usually we wait till Sunday to move on to Wisconsin. We'll do that as we leave the stadium tonight.
Over here to the left, Austin Ward, Rivals 97.1, The Fan.
Ryan, I'm not sure exactly what word was used at school session, but I felt like this team wanted a dominant performance, or you wanted one.
Yep.
Did this match up what you were expecting or hoping for?
Yeah, I thought, I would say so, but there's not didn't come with without its faults, flaws, issues, things we got to keep growing on and building on. But you know, I thought offensively we got into a good rhythm running. I thought we finished things off in the red zone well. We were physical up front, and I thought Toledo going in had a good front. You know, and I still think they do. And it was good to get two turnovers on defense. You know, anytime you can do that when the offense is moving the way it does, that's how you flip the scoreboard like we did in the second half. So you know, the their quarterback was very athletic and made a lot of plays, and we got to take a look at you know how we can contain the quarterback better than that. There were a few things there we got to clean up for sure going into conference play, but certainly when you look at the scoreboard, I mean, we're proud of what we did.
Over to the left, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
Sorry to just move on to some the personnel kind of bookkeeping stuff, but Proctor and McAllister and Mike Hall, none of them were on the availability report. Nobody played tonight. Just what's the situation with them?
Yeah, they were all available. We just felt like it was the right thing to do coming out of warm-ups to hold them in the game. But we're expecting them to be available for next week as well.
Any early word on Trevion, what the extent of that is?
Yeah, there's a handful of those kind of things that are going on, but we haven't seen anything that we think is going to be long-term. So we'll kind of regroup after tonight and figure out where everything's at. But this was a situation with a lot of those guys that we just wanted to, out of the abundance of caution, you know, make sure that they were 100% before we put them in the game. And same thing with Julian and Jackson. We got them some reps and then kind of got them out of there. So that was good. There was a few things that were, you know, a few guys that were struggling with a couple things that we decided to hold on.
Over to the right, Bill Landis, Rivals.
Ryan, how long have you guys been sitting on the I formation stuff? And I guess, what did you think of that? And then more generally, what have you thought of your sort of low red zone execution finishing off drives this year?
Well, we thought with the 100th year anniversary of the horseshoe that it'd be good to line up in the eye and hand the ball to the fullback for a touchdown. So we wanted to get that done this year. But Mitch is a weapon for us, and we're trying to build those packages. I think you saw what Cade can do. Um, you, you saw his versatility now. You know, firstly, you know how tough he is and how physically he is the line of scrimmage, but now you're starting to see what he can be a weapon in the passing game. We actually missed him a couple times in the end zone that were close. And then G. Scott is really starting to grow for us as well. He's become you know, somebody that can do a lot of things. He's an athletic tight end for us, so that gives us a little something. And then Mitch gives us a little bit of something as well. So that's exciting, you know, not having Jackson play really, you know, in the second half of the first game and really in game two, not having Julian available has allowed us to have build some depth, but also look at a couple different packages, which hopefully pays off for us moving forward.
Over to the left, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, kind of off that about the I-form. I mean, you guys had a sweep to a Mecca. You had the pass to Cade, like you said, probably could have been a touchdown, the handoff to Mitch. You have guys who can do a lot of stuff. How much does that open the book in the I-form when you guys are down there on the goal line?
Well, we want to be creative the best we can down there. And when you have those type of guys with those type of skill sets, they can do a lot of things. You know, they can get physical in the run game, then create conflict for some of the linebackers and safety run pass. But then also having the ability to get the ball in the perimeter like you saw in that one play. You know, and that's a good job by the offensive staff, you know, coming in there with different ideas on how to attack defenses. And anytime you can be multiple like that with groupings or formations, then you put defense in stress.
Over here to the right, Clay Hall, WSYX.
You finished 13 yards off the school record for total offense with 763. On the other side, how beneficial to defense a quarterback like Finn? How will that maybe help down the road?
Yeah, well, they, you know, certainly there was some things exposed that we got to get cleaned up. And so, but that's a growing as a team and growing as an offense, growing as a defense. And we'll get back and try to figure out what those are. And, you know, I think the one good thing is, you know, we in the first game we play Notre Dame, and then we come back with two non-conference opponents here in Arkansas State and Toledo. So we've seen a couple different things. You know, we've been challenged in different areas. So, you know, we have three games under our belt to try to evaluate what we need to get fixed and, you know, what we need to keep enhancing going into conference play, which is good. I think that's healthy for us.
Far left, Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, you kind of touched on it, but obviously, the explosive plays have been there these first 3 weeks here, but just the way you guys executed in the red zone this week with the variety, especially with the I-form stuff, like, just talk about that and how happy you were with that today.
Yeah, well, I mean, we wanted to execute at a higher level this week going in and taking pride in our execution because we know that we can do that on offense. We can run the football. We've shown that we can do that. Now, it doesn't mean anything next week. All that matters is, you know, what we do next week, but we've shown we can do that. We've shown that we can throw the football, and I think today you saw some of the play action where we put guys in run conflicts, conflict that opened up some tight end throws down the field, a couple things that we did, which was good. So anytime you can run, play action pass, drop back pass, that's the sign of a good offense, and we need to keep building on that. And, you know, we feel like if we put the work in during the week, and now it's just about execution on Saturdays. But we need to regroup and go have another great week of practice this week.
Front row right here, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, the opening of the coin toss, you didn't defer, you took the ball. Was that just kind of a sense of urgency and just want to jump on it right away?
I talked to the team about it, said, you know, we want to start fast in this game. And typically that's not something that we do. It's very rare. I don't know if that, maybe that's the first time we've done it since I've been the head coach, maybe. I don't remember when we've done that before. But, yeah, talked to them about it, and the guys like that. They wanted to get some juice going early on, and we felt like that was the right thing to do. But, you know, when you do that, you got to go score the first possession. And we did that, and I thought we had built some momentum for the day.
Got time for just a couple more. We'll go deep left, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Ryan, Jackson kind of speaks for himself coming back into the lineup, but to get Julian back, you guys talked about him so much being an Iron Buckeye in the offseason that he had. What did it mean to get him back in the lineup?
Yeah, great. Great for the room. You know, you can see now the depth that we have, and, you know, when you're playing a full game, you know, we're going to need all those guys. We just are. And we knew we'd need all these guys. We didn't know that we'd need all of them, you know, in the first game against Notre Dame like we did. Next catches the big touchdown pass, but... Yeah, we're going to need all these guys throughout the year, and Julian's had a really good offseason. So to see him come back, because, you know, he's had a few nagging injuries here and there, and then he's really made great progress, has the Iron Buckeye, the whole thing's got a lot of momentum, and then gets this little tweak, you know. The easy thing to do is get really frustrated. He didn't do that. He stayed positive, took care of his business, did a great job in rehab, and then to go see him make some plays tonight and get rewarded off of that was great. And he had two touchdown catches, right? So, I mean, that's big for him. And he didn't play a full game. You know, we just wanted to probably play him for about a half, and then hopefully build some momentum in the next week.
Front row right here, Tim May on three.
Yeah, real quick, is Trevion kind of dealing with what he dealt with last year, off and on?
This was a new thing.
Okay.
Yeah, this was a little something.
But what I want to follow with, thank goodness Dallin Hayton showed up. I mean, obviously you were talking about him, the pair and the spare aspect, and it showed up tonight. And what did you just see out of him getting that extended action?
Well, he's practiced well. He's taken care of the football. And so is TC, quite honestly. Both of those guys have done a nice job in practice. But the number one thing for those guys, they have to take care of the football. Because if they can build trust with the whole coaching staff, you know, obviously the offensive staff, myself, Coach Alford, that's the number one thing. Protection and taking care of the football. They've done that. Now, they can let their natural ability take over. And I thought Dallin ran hard. He's done that in practice. So to see him in this, you know, really his first time out, play like this, you can see his quickness in the hole. He's got good vision. He's got power. And he's got a chance to be a really good back.
All right. Coach, thank you very much.
Have a good night, guys.